The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
WWTC Minneapolis St. Paul, FM 107.5, K298CO Minneapolis, Intelligent Radio.
With SRN News, I'm Jason Weichert. South Korea says the North has fired at least one more ballistic missile toward the eastern waters.
South Korea's Joint Chiefs of Staff didn't immediately say what type of missile it was or how far it had flown. Tensions on the Korean Peninsula are at their highest point in years, with both the pace of the North's weapons demonstrations and South Korea's combined military exercises with Japan intensifying. The weapons Pyongyang tested this year have included intercontinental ballistic missiles, the demonstrated potential range to reach the U.S. mainland, and a series of launch events that the North describes as simulated nuclear attacks on South Korea. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The United Nations says a boat loaded with dozens of migrants trying to reach Europe has capsized off the coast of Libya. At least 61 people have drowned, many of them women and kids. This is SRN News.
Brandon Tatum sees work ahead for Trump.
MAGA people are going to vote for Trump no matter what. But for other people that's on the fence, in the middle, vacillating, in the general, it's when you're going to see a huge effect. If Donald Trump is able to prove his innocence early on, or it appears that he's going to be innocent early on, I think that's going to be a tremendous boost for him.
The Officer Tatum Show, afternoons at 5 on AM 1280, The Patriot, Intelligent Radio.
One of the best streaming platforms out there is SalemNow.com. And guess what? SalemNow.com does not even require a monthly fee. Executive produced by Salem Media Group, it's SalemNow.com. Check it out today. SalemNow.com. From the Genovations Regen Weather Center, tonight's low around 20 degrees. Blustery wind conditions with gusts of wind as high as 20 miles per hour. For your Monday, sunshine high around 26 degrees. Monday night's low around 18.
Portions of the following program may have been pre-recorded.
Stand by for the Northern Alliance Radio Network. And go launch sequence. Engineering?
Go flight.
Master control?
Go flight.
Studio engineer?
Go flight.
We are go for launch in T-minus 3, 2, 1. We have liftoff.
The Northern Alliance Radio Network is on the air. Live and local from the AM 1280 The Patriot Studios in Eagan, here is the closer, Brad Carlson.
AM 1280 The Patriot. Northern Alliance Radio Network. Back with hour number two of the broadcast we like to call the closer. That's me, Brad Carlson. Thanks as always for tuning into our show. You can check out my blog at bradcarlson.org. And we are here to take your phone call, 651-289-4488. You can also weigh in via Twitter. Just use hashtag NARNshow. That's hashtag NARNshow for comments or questions. And if you'd like to follow us along on Facebook, just do a search for the Northern Alliance Radio Network on Facebook and give our page a like or a follow if you haven't done so already. And we do have the live stream. It is still up and running at our NARN Facebook page. So like Gary and Dave, feel free to leave a comment or question in our comment thread. And we appreciate you checking out the broadcast. Again, a programming note, there will be original programming next Sunday. Full disclosure, I am going to record it a day or two early. But yeah, from 1 to 3 next Sunday and Christmas Eve, we will have original programming. So if you have an opportunity, feel free to check out the broadcast. But again, we do have podcasts available. Go to am1280thepatriot.com, click on podcasts, and check out a podcast of any of your favorite Patriot broadcasts. And as always, we thank you for tuning in. So I kind of teased it at the end of the last hour. And whenever you hear Donald Trump's most mentally unstable... I mean, fervent detractors, The one thing they always say is Donald Trump is a threat to our democracy. He's the greatest threat to our democracy, greatest threat to our republic we have ever seen. And it's, you know, there are two reasons that Trump, the biggest anti-Trump people say that. It's either they think voters are too stupid or naive to really draw a distinction, and therefore, you know, they'll just follow along and not vote for Trump based on what these supposedly credible people say. Or the people that are saying this really believe it, and they just don't know American history before the 21st century. Those are really the only plausible explanations I can come up with. Well, we have a supercut, and Spencer, if we have this ready, I believe this is cut number one. I want to play for you. This is about 3 minutes long. Tom Elliott at Grabian put together a supercut of basically a bunch of talking heads and different talk shows. The vast majority of the shows are on CNN and MSNBC and NBC. Basically giving a warning of what could happen if Trump is reelected. Now, I've watched a video a couple of times, and I've identified a good number of people that are in this. There's, of course, former Wyoming Congresswoman Liz Cheney, of course, daughter of former Vice President Dick Cheney, Trump's former attorney Michael Cohen, Washington Post columnist Jennifer Rubin, who I am genuinely worried about that woman. I mean, her writings look just downright goofy. And then to hear her talk, I think something snapped with that woman. I don't say that to be jocular or anything, but yeah. Nevertheless, Jennifer Rubin, Washington Post, Joy Reid of MSNBC, Joe Scarborough of MSNBC, Van Jones on CNN, Ari Melber of MSNBC, Tom Nichols, who characterized himself as a never Trump Republican, George Conway, another never Trump Republican, former Missouri Senator Claire McCaskill, Meathead himself, Rob Reiner, Hillary Clinton, Al Sharpton, Eric Holder, Jeffrey Goldberg of The Atlantic, Alyssa Griffin, who used to work for Vice President Mike Pence, Miles Taylor, who was part of the Department of Homeland Security, I believe, in the Bush and Trump administrations, Abby Phillips of CNN, Adam Schiff, I got to be careful how I say that name, Adam Schiff, California congressman, and resident jaw-clencher Rachel Maddow of MSNBC, are among the figures you will hear in this supercut. Again, about 3 minutes long. These are what these people believe will happen if Trump is reelected in 2024. Cut number one.
What would a second Donald Trump term look like?
Well, he cannot be the next president. Because if he is,
you can't imagine the things that he's going to do. Mexico, Canada. We can't go to Canada because eventually Canada will become annexed to America
and shoot visitors to the White House.
Yeah, that means he can shoot the First Lady.
We're going to see violence the likes of which we didn't even see on January 6th.
Make it illegal to run against him, to throw his opponents in jail, to shut down the media.
He will make himself into the Fuhrer, and he will make everybody raise their hand and salute him.
Using martial law against the American people.
Terminate the Constitution.
To rewrite the Constitution.
Create mass internment camps.
Throw everyone into Gitmo.
Might be sent to jail, or their rights might be suppressed, especially minority groups in society.
You might have any number of things happen to you and your family.
Every one of us, our freedom, our liberty, none of us is safe.
He's going to have people around him executing against an enemy's list.
Assassinate generals.
Ordering troops to attack American citizens.
Trump's very well-armed and extremist base will try to kill people.
He's going to basically burn the house down.
He will unravel the institutions of our democracy.
Draw similarities between Mussolini and Hitler.
Adolf Hitler and Benito Mussolini.
Makes Donald Trump even more dangerous.
Wants to take away your vote.
Senate and the House are immediately going to be paralyzed.
People will begin in their minds to censor themselves. They might say, well, maybe I shouldn't say this.
This is the end.
democracy.
I think that could be the end of our democracy.
But democracy is dead if Trump is reelected.
Cozy up to Putin that democracy will be at risk.
The absolute destruction of the Justice Department as we know it.
The Justice Department could be entirely transformed.
I am really concerned about that.
Every person who was associated with the attempted coup elevated in the administration.
If he's reelected, he will curb transgender rights.
The end of the rule of law.
Arrest political opponents.
To persecute, not prosecute, but persecute his enemies.
Take a wrecking ball to the rule of law.
He's going
to
make the law. Everyone else will have to follow.
A vote for Donald Trump may mean the last election that you ever get to vote in.
To go after the independent and free parts of American civic life.
He would tear down our institutions.
Purge the government of employees.
Department by department effort to weaponize the powers of the government.
To use the military to quash protests.
Ridding the government of all democratic safeguards.
Junking American democracy as we have always known it.
That he would try to stay in office beyond a second term. That he would never leave office.
There's no question.
Trump is reelected. He won't leave.
Donald Trump will never leave office voluntarily.
And what that means is that everybody who wants us to remain a republic has to put every other thing aside and work together urgently right now to stop that from happening.
Okay. I don't say this lightly. I'm not being jocular when I say this. But some of these people need to get off television, stay off television, and seek some sort of professional help. Seriously, I'm being 100% serious. And again, I don't say that with jocularity. I get it. There is a mental health crisis in this country in general. And these people don't help that. These people need genuine help because they feel like that their voices are essential to be heard on these major networks. And they come on and say this absolutely bat crap, insane, crazy stuff. And here's the thing. You've probably heard a soundbite quite a bit on this radio station, a clip from Dennis Prager's show where he cited a survey where 30 million Americans, basically 10% of our population, believe it is justified to use violence to keep Donald Trump from getting in the White House. 10%. So that's a problem. And I would love to have any of these people that were featured on that clip, I would love for them to be asked that question. So you believe it's if Donald Trump is elected in 2024, do you believe that we should enact violence to keep him out? Because if you do, then you're just basically ginning up these violent tendencies. I mean, here's the thing. They talk about using the presidential office to undermine constitutional norms, to weaponize the Justice Department against political opponents. Where do you suppose they think that that is possible? Why do you suppose they think that's possible? No, it's not because Donald Trump is uniquely evil. They may believe he is. But where do you suppose they get that idea? Could it be that, someone who once sat in that Oval Office used his pen and his phone to enact legislation because he didn't feel Congress was bending to his whim enough? An executive who made laws via executive fiat? Or how about a protester who was protesting outside of Planned Parenthood, exercising his First Amendment rights, and because pro-abortion protesters got a little handsy with his son, he defended his son? And within a matter of days, you had people show up at his front door taking him under arrest, and he spent how many days in jail because of that? Or how about an administration that said you need to acquiesce to these particular mandates regarding our coronavirus pandemic, and if you don't, you might lose your job or worse? Because I got news for you. That didn't happen during the Donald Trump administration. These are literal scenarios that occurred during the Barack Obama presidential administration, as well as Joe Biden's administration. So to me, this is another validation of our good friend Mitch Berg's seventh law of progressive projection. You know, I'll give you a Cliff Notes version. When a progressive questions a conservative's love of country or character or ethics or love of liberty, they're at best projecting, and at worst, drawing attention away from their own misdeeds. And some of these unconscionably long sentences for the January 6th offenders. Now, again, I'm not here to defend what happened on January 6th. There are some people that are in jail and I believe deserve to be in jail. But there's also a number of people who didn't do anything, had no intention of doing anything, that have unconscionably long jail sentences. And the Supreme Court's going to be hearing a case regarding J6 detainees. In fact, that was announced this past week that the Supreme Court's going to be taking on a case regarding that. So you're trying to tell me that wasn't some sort of selective prosecution? That if it were just any other form of trespassing, they may get a slap on the wrist or community service or whatever? But because they happen to be nearby when other people were committing horribly nefarious acts, that they're going to be made an example of? So if you're wondering how they concoct these crazy scenarios of weaponizing the Justice Department against political opponents and trying to silence the First Amendment rights of political opponents, if you wonder how they concoct these scenarios, well, guess what? Their very allies utilize those very tactics. So I have more to say about this. We have Deanna in St. Paul on line one. Deanna, if there's any way you can hold during the break, I promise I'll get to your call when we come back on the other side of this break. And we're also available to take any other phone calls as well, 651-289-4488. You can also weigh in via Twitter at hashtag NARN Show, that's hashtag NARN Show, or check out the live stream of our broadcast on our Northern Alliance Radio Network Facebook page. Brad Carlson back in mere moments. Go nowhere. This one goes out to the one I've left behind.
GodTube.com. Inspiration, comedy, music, faith, and fun. Get the best of GodTube every morning and start your day with a smile. Great faith-based videos sent to your inbox daily when you subscribe at GodTube.com, a division of Salem Media Group.
We all know that aches and pains come with simply getting older, but it doesn't mean you have to accept it. That's why I want to tell you about a special lady, Leah from Ohio, and her Relief Factor story. One Sunday, Leah was sitting on the couch in so much pain, she was literally in tears. That's when she decided to try Relief Factor. Just 8 days later, she found relief, and she continued to get better and better. To quote her, she said, "I am truly amazed at this product. Like me, who after 9, almost 10 years, almost a decade of low back pain, lost that pain thanks to Relief Factor. If you're living with aches and pain, see how Relief Factor, a daily drug-free supplement, could help you feel and live better every day. Get the 3-week quick starter pack at relieffactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF. It all comes with a feel better or your money back guarantee. That number, 1-800-4-RELIEF. ReliefFactor.com.
Hi, this is Al Malmberg inviting you to join us on the World of Aviation each Sunday morning at 10:05, right here on 1280 The Patriot, as we talk with those who have had incredible life stories in aviation, like Jessica Cox, who was born without arms but went on to become a pilot and black belt in Taekwondo, and Gordy Lewis, who began flying when most people are retiring. Gordy started flying at the age of 67. That's every Sunday at 10:05 a.m., right here on 1280, The Patriot.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get annuity do's and don'ts for baby boomers and the annuity rate report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-914-1358. 800-914-1358. 800-914-1358. That's 800-914-1358.
With the vast majority of media today leaning hard left, it can be tricky to find news that actually shares, let alone defends, a conservative viewpoint. HotAir.com provides analysis and commentary from conservative writers like Ed Morrissey. HotAir.com.
Hey, welcome back. AM 1280 The Patriot. Northern Alliance Radio Network with me, Brad Carlson.
Face to face with an angel.
651-289-4488. So that is the number to call. You can also weigh in via Twitter at hashtag NarnShow. That's hashtag NarnShow on Twitter. And you can also check out our Northern Alliance Radio Network Facebook page where you have a live stream of the broadcast up and running. And as always, we appreciate you tuning in. As promised, I want to get to Deanna's call on line one. Deanna, I appreciate your patience. You are on the broadcast.
No problem. Thanks, Brett. Yeah, I was saying, you know, these people we know from the left, and we know what projection is, but a lot of people on the left don't understand what that is. So I believe the obligation that we have our side, regardless if you're a fan of Donald Trump or not, is to not play into their, you know, game, because we're just furthering that along. I mean, I've got people at work that I talk to on the left that, you know, you ask them about Donald Trump and they say the same things over and over. Oh, he's a liar. He's this, he's that. And you ask them, you know, what he did, and they can't tell you. They just, oh, he's just bad, because that's what they're being fed. And so, I mean, I believe it's up to us to try to educate these people and not to play into what the left is doing. You know, like I said, regardless if you're a fan or not, that, you know, you don't play into these things. You don't add to what they're thinking, because then it just validates what they're saying.
Yeah, appreciate the call, Deanna. Thanks so much. Yeah, I think it's important to understand what these people to hear what these people are saying and how it's hyperbole, and to point out, hey, this is projection, because this is what their side has done, and they're just projecting it onto the Republican candidate. And for all the flaws that Donald Trump had during his first term, and, you know, I've been one of his biggest detractors since he's left office, but I can also point out some of the things that have been undeniable positives compared to what's happened in the Biden administration. And you know what? Polls right now are showing, and again, it's just a snapshot in time, normal caveat supply, but polls right now are showing that Trump is doing very well in the all seven key swing states against Biden, because people are saying, you know what, for all of the flaws Trump had, and he had many, look what's going on during the term of the current occupant in the White House. All right. I don't remember things being this bad or feeling this hopeless when Trump was president, as blustery as he could be. So, but appreciate the call, Deanna. Thanks so much. Bob in Shoreview is on line two. Bob, go ahead.
Yeah, when you were talking, I was thinking, like, what I'm hearing is the Democrats are saying, hey, you can't bring it into democracy. That's our job. Right. And the thing about projection, I think you need to define that term. It's like when you attribute to someone else something that's actually true of yourself. And it's like a movie projector projects the film within itself onto a screen. So you accuse others of doing the same thing you're doing. And one more thing about slander. Slander is one of the most evil things you can do. And they're going to have to face judgment someday for it. When you ruin somebody's reputation, lies, it's one of the most evil things a human being can do, I think.
Thanks, Bob. Well, Bob, you're implying that these people believe in a being bigger than themselves that would met out this justice. And sadly, and again, I say this with all seriousness, sadly, a lot of them do not. And I think that's a lot of why, you know, and again, this is a whole bigger discussion for another day, but I think that's a lot of the one of the bigger reasons why our political system is the way it is because too many people put faith in flawed human beings to achieve means through our government, through our legislative system. And sadly, a lot of Republicans have fallen in that trap, too. And that's very sad. So, but appreciate the call, Bob. Thanks so much. But this is the thing. A lot of these talking heads that in that clip I played, they were on news talk shows. And like I said, if we had an honest, independent, unbiased media, they could easily step in, interject, say, whoa, 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 whoa. We have a system in place to specifically prevent what you're talking about, where a president can unilaterally make decisions to tinker with the Constitution or engage in martial law or silence political opponents, all that sort of thing. We have a representative republic, three branches of government, checks and balances specifically in place to prevent such things from happening. I remember back the morning after the 2016 presidential election where people had the same fever swamp. Oh, my God, democracy is dead. How can we elect this person or democracy is dead? It's like, no, this is what democracy does. And I give kudos to Barack Obama. Barack Obama, of course, was the president at the time. You know, the day after the election, the 2016 election, it was countdown to about 2 months to where he handed over power to the newly elected president, in that case, Donald Trump, where he said, you know what? You may not have gotten the result you wanted, but the sun will come up. The sun will rise in the east in the morning. That's just how these things work. And I thought that was a pretty responsible statement, considering how much I'm sure he loathed Donald Trump. But again, this is an indictment on so many things. It's an indictment on a dishonest and corrupt media, and it's an indictment on our education system. I remember one school district in particular, a friend of mine, he had kids in this particular school district in the Twin Cities, and the district sent out an email to parents saying, well, this is how we're going to handle, you know, this election that took place, the results that occurred. It's obviously going to be disturbing to a good number of our educators as well as our students. So we're recommending these are the steps you could possibly take in order to help mitigate the bad feelings, dare I say, trigger feelings, microaggressions that these students will perceive. And it's like, so what you of this unnamed school district is basically saying is that this is a disappointing result for the majority of students and parents. And given the school district in question, that may be a fair assumption, but still. Instead of explaining, hey, as has been taught in our history classes, you know, this is just one member of our government, the head of the executive branch. We have the checks and balances of our judiciary and our legislative branch. But then I got to thinking, well, maybe the reason that they didn't give that clarification is this not being taught anymore in our classrooms? Checks and balances, separation of powers. I mean, these were basic questions that were asked on American civics tests that I took when I was in high school. And that's when it occurred to me. Maybe the stuff isn't being taught anymore. And that's why people react the way they do. It's just a basic lack of information. And again, I've said many times on the show, if only there was a collective of individuals whose job it was to convey facts, actual facts, to the American public and allow the public to disseminate those facts based on their knowledge, based on their education. But if we're having breakdown in both of those institutions, i.e. our media and education system, is it any wonder why every election cycle is accompanied by a handbook on how to avoid triggering events during political talk shows or political elections. Honest to God, the New York Times had a guide to helping people quell their anxiety during a presidential election, when you could argue the New York Times was as responsible for anybody for conveying things that would trigger people. So for all of these folks on that supercut saying that Donald Trump is a threat to democracy, a threat to our republic, and without a media that is pushing back and saying, whoa, 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 wait a minute. That's a little bit of a hyperbole here. We are seeing being played out in real time that a corrupt media, a biased media, is a far bigger threat to our democracy than a Trump presidency. Back in mere moments with me, Brad Carlson, the closer, AM 1280 The Patriot, Northern Alliance Radio Network.
To that home out on the range. They got a lot of nice girls.
Are you tired of being told to hang in there on the Wall Street roller coaster because the market always comes back? Meanwhile, fees continue to be deducted from your account while your retirement withers away? Hi, I'm Mitch Lyons, best-selling author and star in a brand new Hollywood documentary called The Retirement Deception. In the film, you'll see how Wall Street's traditional retirement plans and 401ks have failed Americans. But more importantly, you'll discover the solution to protecting your hard-earned wealth and retiring successfully. You'll see how to grow money potentially double digits, beat inflation with increasing income, and when the next market crash hits, you lose nothing. So if you're over 50 and want a bigger, better, stress-free retirement, call to talk to a specialist and get a free copy of this brand new movie, The Retirement Deception. Call 800-578-3535. This is a $30 value, but when you call today, you get it completely free. Plus, I'll even cover shipping and handling, no credit card required. So don't delay. Call right now. 800-578-3535. 800-578-3535. 800-578-3535.
I remember when we found out we were expecting you and we were so surprised.
You were?
Yep, but then we heard your heartbeat and knew you were going to change our lives.
What happened after that?
Well, you grew and grew in my tummy. You started kicking, sucking your thumb, and even making a fist.
No wonder I was a surprise.
Hello, my name is Marianne Kuharski. I'm the director of Pro-Life Across America. If you know someone who is pregnant or in need of alternatives or assistance, or would like to support the work of Pro-Life Across America, please call 1-800-366-7773 or visit our website at prolifeacrossamerica.org. Pro-Life Across America is non-political and totally educational.
A baby's heart is beating 18 days from conception.
China is attacking the U.S. patent system, stealing American innovations, and we are helping them do it.
The Chinese Communist Party intends to surpass us and to be the world leader in innovative technology.
Innovation Race, the shocking new movie from the Tea Party Patriots, exposes the truth. China will use our own technology to threaten our economic and military security.
Dominating technology means you dominate the world itself. This is a race that we cannot afford to lose because we're not going to have a country.
If China gains control over 5G technology with a flip of a switch, they could remotely turn off our phones, our cars, even our power grid.
We've lost sight of what it is to protect this nation.
We need to up our game.
In today's high-tech world, there's no prize for second place. Watch Innovation Race. Available now on demand or DVD at salemnow.com. Salemnow.com.
Bus stop, wet day, she's there, I say it. Be shell my umbrella.
Hey, welcome back. AM 1280 The Patriot. Northern Alliance Radio Network with me, Brad Carlson. Thanks always for tuning in. 651-289-4488 is the number to call. You can also weigh in via Twitter at hashtag NarnShow. That's hashtag N-A-R-N show for comments or questions. And don't forget the our Northern Alliance Radio Network Facebook page where we have the live stream of the broadcast up and running. So feel free to check us out there as well. And as always, we thank you for tuning in. I think, you know, I'm talking a lot about that supercut of all of those progressives as well as Never Trump Republicans who say this is what happens when Donald Trump will show up. He'll run roughshod over the Constitution. He'll arrest political opponents. He could even have authorization to assassinate the First Lady and yada, yada, yada. If I had to guess, I would say a good number of those people don't actually believe any of that would happen. They just believe their audience and voters in general are stupid or naive. And as I make a plea to you all out there, don't prove them right. Okay. And again, I'm not telling you to vote for Donald Trump. I mean, I've been critical of Trump for the last few years, ever since he left the White House. Okay. And I've been very clear in my stance about Trump. So I'm not telling you to vote for Trump. I'm just saying that this is an attempt to gin up fear. That's all it is. The very thing they accuse Donald Trump and Republicans of doing, calling them Rethuglicans, you know, using fear in order to get people to vote for them. So again, classic projection. Well, I think they're saying this stuff because they're panicked. They're flat out panicked. And yeah, I believe they are genuinely scared that Trump will be elected president because it's someone they don't agree with. But the reason they're panicked is because of a newly released Morning Consult poll that came out late last week. I think it was on Thursday. This is David Zimmerman at National Review wrote about it. This newly released Morning Consult poll shows Trump maintaining a strong lead over President Joe Biden in Arizona, Michigan, Nevada, Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, Georgia, and North Carolina. Trump's lead over Biden in Georgia is 6 points and North Carolina is 9 points, both outside the margin of error. While this lead in the other five states is within the margin of error and ranges anywhere from 2 to 4 points. Nevada is interesting. Trump didn't win that either year, 2016 or 2020. So, I mean, if he picks off the majority of those states that I just named, those seven states, tag it and bag it. Trump is going to be elected, which I still am skeptical is ultimately going to happen because, again, it's 10 and a half months till Election Day. This is just a snapshot in time. A lot can happen. A lot will happen. Trump's going to be in the news more than ever once he starts facing a lot of these legal issues. I mean, he's been indicted on several different issues and is yet to really go through trial in any of these as yet. And once that happens, yeah, he's going to be more in the news and people are going to have to weigh. Do they want, the analogy someone uses, would you rather have someone driving your car that falls asleep at the wheel or is drunk at the wheel? There aren't very good options, right? So people are going to have to decide if, God forbid, it's another Trump-Biden race. And here's another thing to consider. Joe Biden's approval ratings, I mean, they're continue to be absurdly low. 33% approval rating for Joe Biden. 33%. I don't think Donald Trump ever got that low at any point in his presidency, except probably the very end, you know, after the January 6th riots and all that. But at any point in his presidency, Donald Trump didn't get that low. And to be fair, Trump faced a onslaught of media bias that no president, not even George W. Bush. I didn't think the bias against George W. Bush could be topped. I was wrong. Okay, it was top with Donald Trump. The fever swamp against Trump, the false accusations of him colluding with Russia, being a Russian agent, all of that. Despite all of that onslaught, Trump never was that low, 33%. And again, we've talked about it many times on this show, the withdrawal from Afghanistan in the summer of 2021. That's the first time Joe Biden fell below 50%. And it's never recovered because, again, the president gets a honeymoon period. Think about it. Joe Biden was only 7 months into his term in August of 2021. So you get a honeymoon period. Most presidents do. And he fell below 50% after the debacle that was the Afghanistan withdrawal. And he never has recovered. His approval ratings have consistently been in the 40s. And in this case, the low 40s into the upper 30s. Now it's 33%. Okay, that's not sustainable for re-election. And I go back to something that I've said, you know, again, I apologize. I repeat myself constantly on this show, but it bears repeating. that polls show that Joe Biden is the most vulnerable Democrat presidential candidate head-to-head against Trump. He polls worse than generic Democrat. A generic Democrat beats Trump. So if indeed Trump is this grand threat to our republic that all of these talking heads on these CNN, MSNBC, NBC talk shows were saying, shouldn't there be more stringent, urgent calls for Biden not to seek re-election? No, I get it. I get it. Demanding that an incumbent president step aside and not seek re-election, even though he desires to. Yeah, that is out of the normal realm of our political system. I get it. But again, if we're continually being told Trump is uniquely dangerous, this is unique, this is our special circumstances, and special circumstances call for a shattering of norms, then shouldn't we go ahead and tell an incumbent president, hey, Mr. President, you need to step aside. God bless you. Or in fact, don't even leave it up to him. The elites and the Democrat Party, Democrat voters alike, need to come together and find a more palatable candidate. See, that's another reason I can't take this hyperbole serious about how Trump is a great threat to our democracy. So why I can't take it serious? Well, okay, here's one way to ensure that he doesn't get elected in 2024. Nominate somebody other than Joe Biden, who as of right now, Trump is polling pretty well against. Not as well as Nikki Haley, but apparently Republicans want to take a sip of cyanide and hope they can survive it by renominating Trump. So, you know, I get it. I'm guessing that it makes for more compelling television to engage in hyperbole because they all have the assumption that the voting public doesn't understand how our representative republic is structured to prevent such scenarios, which they are breathlessly conveying here. So, again, there's an uncomfortable truth that all of these people don't want to acknowledge, and that is the lack of a functional independent media. That's a far greater threat to our democracy than a President Trump. The problem is the media are useful idiots to these progressives because they basically parrot their talking points. They run interference for them. So, of course, they can't say it's a threat to our democracy. Well, if it's a threat, it's a threat to the democracy in a good way for these progressives. So, I don't know. I just think that this is all being done on panic because I understand what they're thinking. It's like, how in the world can someone as legally challenged as Trump is and as belligerent and just void of any substance as Trump, how in the world could he be that close to getting back in the White House again? I get it. And I wonder that aloud myself. Considering we have a lot of potential talent on the Republican side. I express my admiration of people like Tim Scott and of Ron DeSantis. And then, you know, back in 2016, Scott Walker and Marco Rubio and Rand Paul. A lot of terrific candidates that I think would be better than Trump. So I get it. But the problem is the Democrats who ask this question, they don't understand how Trump could be that close again. They apparently have their heads in the sand about their own president, President Joe Biden. They're apparently headless. They can't see or hear because all it takes is just 5 minutes to see or hear things that Joe Biden says and does. And it's like, oh, okay, well, maybe that makes sense. So, again, the larger problem is that we don't have an honest and independent media. It's so vital. It's more vital now than ever. And again, I've been doing the show 12 and a half years. It has provided endless fodder, the beclowning of itself that the media does. And yet, it would be so much better for our country if indeed you had an unbiased media. Tell you what, I'm going to take a break early because I want to talk about this Harvard stuff in the last segment before we wrap up the broadcast. Again, 651-289-4488 is the number to call. You can also weigh in via Twitter at hashtag NarnShow. That's hashtag N-A-R-N show. Or check out the live stream of our broadcast up and running at our Northern Alliance Radio Network Facebook page. Brad Carlson, the closer, back with one final segment on the broadcast. Go nowhere.
The less that you give, the more I want you. Call me a freak.
Whether you're preparing for a typical Sunday morning or a special holiday service, you'll find an array of helpful creative tools from Worship House Media. From countdown timers to sermon illustrations, visit worshiphousemedia.com. That's worshiphousemedia.com, a division of Salem Media Group.
I appeal to you to fight. I fully recognize not everyone has a fighting nature, but everyone can help fighters. What's wrong is not to do either. If the troops have no supplies, the troops are worthless. This station is a fighter. So there's a very simple way for you to help this station, and that is just patronize their sponsors.
Help us continue to keep the Twin Cities right by supporting the local businesses you hear on this station.
What is dedication?
My biggest fear in the middle of my addiction was that my kids wouldn't have a father. I overdosed on heroin, and I lived. And I started thinking, you know what? This isn't my story. My desire to change had finally outweighed my desire to stay the same. I felt powerless for so much of my life. It's important to me that my kids are empowered and truly believe that if they can think it, they can do it. I definitely had to become a better man to be a better father. For the first time, I finally feel like I'm exactly where I should be, where I want to be.
That's dedication. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
At Salem Media Group, we are looking for sales professionals with a rare blend of talent and skill to be a part of our community. First, you know beyond any doubt that sales is your thing. And while your current situation may not embody this ideal, you are still committed to the consultative process, a sales method that incorporates creativity and partnership deeply rooted in a matchmaker philosophy. Second, you truly are a fanatic about prospecting. You love the hunt. You think about new business all the time and always have your antennas up for leads that make sense. And third, you are what we at Salem Media Group call an appointment procurement professional. That's right. You're skilled and adept at gaining a face-to-face audience with key decision makers to investigate win-win opportunities.
If this threefold identity describes you, call me, Nick Anderson, General Manager at 651-289-4408 or visit us at am1280thepatriot.com.
Don't get lost in the endless stream of misleading headlines. Turn to a leading source of conservative news, townhall.com. Political cartoons,
thoughtful commentary,
and an intelligent perspective on the day's headlines. Townhall.com,
a division of Salem Media Group.
Hey, welcome back. AM 1280 The Patriot. Northern Alliance Radio Network. It's me, Brad Carlson. One final segment on the broadcast. Thanks, as always, for tuning in. So we've talked a lot about the past couple of weeks, the disgraceful performance that was put forth before the House Education Committee. When was that? A couple, 3 weeks ago. Presidents at universities, Harvard, Penn, and MIT, basically couldn't unequivocally condemn anti-Semitism on campus, basically saying, well, you know, it doesn't necessarily violate our policy on bullying, you know, until it results in actions. And, you know, we don't need to readdress that. I mean, it's not a First Amendment issue per se, but these campuses who say they like to uphold the virtues of free speech, but yet threaten to kick off students off campus if they misgender a trans person or maybe denigrate a progressive activist group, whatever. So at the very least, they're just insanely hypocritical on the issue. Well, the Liz McGill, the president of Penn, she ultimately resigned, particularly because a wealthy benefactor withdrew a $100 million gift from the school. So she's gone. And there's been pressure mounting for Harvard president Claudine Gay to resign. She has not. And in addition to failing to stand up to rampant anti-Semitism on Harvard's campus, Christopher Rufo reported that, yeah, she may have some other issues kind of piling on here. Apparently, they've obtained exclusive documentation demonstrating that President Gay may face yet another problem: plagiarism of sections of her PhD dissertation, which would violate Harvard's own stated policies on academic integrity. Now, Christopher Russo's organization reached out to President Gay for comment, but received no response. Gay published her dissertation, Taking Charge, Black Electoral Success and the Redefinition of American Policies, in 1997 as part of her doctorate in political science from Harvard. The paper deals with white-black political representation and racial attitudes. As evaluated under the university's plagiarism policy, the paper contains at least three problematic patterns of usage in citation. First, Gay lifted an entire paragraph nearly verbatim from Lawrence Bobo and Franklin Gilliam's paper, Race, Sociopolitical Participation, and Black Empowerment, while passing it off as her own paraphrase and language. And second, Gay appears to lift material from scholar Carol Swain in at least two instances. In one passage, summarizing distinction between descriptive representation and substantive representation, she copies the phrasing and language nearly verbatim from Swain's book, Black Faces, Black Interests, without providing a citation of any kind. And third, Gay composed an entire appendix in the dissertation directly from the Gary King's book, A Solution to Ecological Inference Problem. So, in addition to her not standing up to rampant anti-Semitism on Harvard's campus and finding pretty credible evidence that she engaged in plagiarism when putting together her PhD dissertation, certainly, that would put her in proverbial hot water, right? Well, here's a report from the Harvard Crimson last week regarding the enthusiastic vote of confidence in the integrity of Gay's leadership. As members of the Harvard Corporation, we today reaffirm our support for President Gay's continued leadership of Harvard University, the board wrote in a university-wide statement on Tuesday. In this tumultuous and difficult time, we stand in support of President Gay. So Ed Morrissey, Northern Alliance Radio Network alum, wrote about this at Hot Air, talking about responding to the plagiarism allegations that have been made since October. Why didn't the board force Gay to amend these papers at that time rather than now? And if these didn't amount to violations of Harvard's policies that would result in expulsion for students, why make her go back and edit her thesis at all? As it turns out, the scandal involves more than just Gay's thesis. The Free Beacon, Aaron Siberium, found three other papers in which Gay violated Harvard's policies on attribution, including other instances of wholesale lifting of material and passing it off as original writing. So a couple things to think about here. Harvard obviously has a pretty strict policy on plagiarism. In a word, don't, But if a student recently in the not too distant future gets cited for plagiarizing something, what kind of credibility do the powers that be at the school have to expel that student? I mean, you say you ask the natural question, boy, what kind of look would that give? But it's pretty obvious Harvard wants to act like the proverbial ostrich here, put its head in the sand, particularly when it comes to anti-Semitism on campus and their hypocrisy in dealing with it, in addition to plagiarism allegations against their own president. But Mark Hemingway, who writes for the Federalist, hit the nail on the head. You know, he put forth a tweet this past week saying, I don't know what it says about our country that the president of the United States and the president of our most esteemed educational institution are both egregious plagiarists, but it's not good. I mean, this is where we're at right now in this country, where a lot of this stuff, you know, because of political expediency, we just want to look the other way. You know, because firing Claudine Gay, who, let's face it, you know, I mean, she's a black woman. So if you fire a black woman on merit, all of a sudden people get a little overly sensitive. They think, well, this flies in the face of what we're trying to do and become more inclusive in hiring for these elitist positions in academics. And you know what? That's a worthwhile goal. Provided that the candidates are, competent and qualified. Shouldn't that take precedence over anything? So it kind of becomes a self-fulfilling prophecy here, where they say, well, you know what? Women of color are, there are plenty of the candidates more than qualified to run these institutions. And I don't disagree with that at all. But are you picking the person that's most qualified for the job? And if she happens to be a woman of color, so be it. No issue with that whatsoever. But they're sabotaging themselves here by not taking action on people who have proven to not be good at their jobs and turns out acquired those jobs under false pretenses. So I don't think that that's out of bounds to take corrective action. So the only way that any kind of action takes place is students no longer have any interest in attending Harvard. And guess what? This may work against students, honest, hardworking students that are attending this once proud and elitist institution. All of a sudden, what are employers going to see when they see someone attended Harvard University on a potential applicant's resume? All of a sudden, that's going to be a black mark held against them. So hope it was worth it hanging on to this person who is very obviously not fit to have this particular position. So hope it was worth falling on the sword for this one. Folks, as always, I've enjoyed it. M1280 The Patriot, Northern Alliance Radio Network. Godspeed, my friends. Have yourselves a blessed week. Turn all of the lights on over every boy and every
girl. Is your business struggling to accommodate employees with illness or injury? Are employee illnesses and injuries impacting your business? Minnesota Retain may help reduce turnover and lost productivity by providing your employees with return-to-work services to help them return to work as soon as medically possible. Learn more by visiting mnretain.com. MN Retain is fully funded under a grant award by the U.S. Department of Labor and the Social Security Administration. This message is brought to you by Minnesota Retain, this station, and the Minnesota Broadcasters Association.
Over 50,000 police officers are assaulted on the job each year, leading to injuries and death. This is the reality they deal with when making contact with the public. Another reality is that if someone doesn't comply with a lawful order or uses force against them, police may have to use sufficient force in response to obtain compliance. Use of force is always ugly. Nobody likes it, especially police, and nobody knows how it will turn out. Spread the word. For de-escalation to work, both parties must de-escalate. And de-escalation isn't necessary if there is no escalation. Help police by not escalating. Don't attack or try to disarm an officer. Whether it's getting asked a question, getting a citation, or getting arrested, don't argue, don't resist, don't flee. After the encounter has been resolved is the time to address any complaints. Comply now, complain later. Keep everybody safe. This message brought to you by the National Police Association. To learn more about how to help law enforcement accomplish its goals, visit nationalpolice.org.
What is your healing power? Maybe your healing power is helping veterans with PTSD, traumatic brain injuries, depression, anxiety, or loneliness. Is your healing power a simple, heartfelt letter or being a volunteer? It is estimated that over 500,000 current warfighters will return from service diagnosed with PTSD. And 22 veterans will commit suicide every day. our veterans have paid the ultimate sacrifice for our country. At HealVets.org, you can find out more about the healing power of pen pals, volunteers, therapy kits, and more. Discover your healing power at HealVets.org. Help Heal Veterans, together with you, has been helping one recovering veteran at a time. We are helping veterans heal together. What is your healing power? To find out about your power, visit HealVets.org. This PSA is sponsored by Help Heal Veterans.
This radio station is always on, but sometimes you need more content than you can take with you anywhere. That's why we invented the SalemPodcastNetwork.com. You'll find all the great hosts on this radio station, plus a few more like Charlie Kirk, Dinesh D'Souza, Trish Reagan, Jenna Ellis, and Dennis and Julie. There's literally no end to what they can teach you. It's like radio on demand, and just like radio, it's always on. Go find out what you're missing. Download the app, SalemPodcastNetwork.com. AM 1280, The Patriot.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.